produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the living room, the place where intimate conversations are life-changing. I'm your host, Juliette Davis, and I'm excited that you have taken time out of your schedule to be with us today. If you were with us the last two broadcasts, you know that we've been talking about things that are very practical and relevant for the season that we are in. Last week, we talked about watch your mouth, and the week before that, we talked about how knowing is everything. And these are just practical messages that will help us, you know, stay strong in this season. We know that everybody is challenged with both the COVID-19 pandemic as well as the social unrest going on in our nation. And those two things alone are enough to challenge anyone. So I'm on assignment to make sure that you are empowered and you are encouraged every time you tune into the living room. So you know what we do. Get your iPad, your iPhone, your tablet, your ink pen, pull up a chair and enjoy this conversation. My guest today is someone who is near and dear to my heart. She is someone who I had a chance to meet probably about, gosh, maybe 15 years or better ago. And from the time that I met her, I knew that she had something special on her life. And as I got to know her, that was absolutely proven to be true. She is a prayer warrior and intercessor at heart. And we're going to today be talking with LaTonya Powell about prayer. And how we can all get the maximum benefit from our time with God. So without further ado, let me welcome LaTonya Powell. Come on into the living room. It's great to have you today.
Oh, hello, Pastor Jay. It is a pleasure and a privilege to be here and an honor. So I thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, you are so welcome. Well, I know that our listeners from around the world are really going to benefit from this because prayer is a universal language. And I want to start out by asking you about how you began to recognize that prayer was a part of your assignment as a believer and as a someone who, you know, has an intimate relationship with God. Every one of us has a purpose and an assignment. How did you know that prayer was your assignment?
You know, if I'm honest, I got to say, I don't know if I knew it was an assignment when I originally started. It started off as a passion and a pant for God, to be honest. It didn't start with an assignment. It started with a desire and a pant for God. And what I found is as you desire Him, He begins to bring forth giftings and talents that you don't even know that you have. So it really started off in me seeking in a personal walk with Him. And I got to tell you, in doing that, and what I mean by that is that it really started with me having some time to communicate with Him. You know, it's just like I found it to be just like a natural relationship. In order to become more intimate and to get to know someone, it takes time. Yes. And that time was spent in studying and reading and really learning more about Him. And so as I learned more about Him, it drove me to a place of just, I was almost became, this is a strong word, I would say, I became obsessed with learning more about Him. The more I got to know Him, the more I wanted to know more about Him. And so in that desire, I believe the Lord birthed the prayer assignment, in me. In that it really was about, God, I have become so intimate with You. I have become so acquainted with You. And then I started to pick up the burdens of those around me. I've always, I believe, had the gift of discernment. I didn't know that's what it was, but I have always been able to, quickly assess, I'll say, right, the hearts of people, motives, things like that. It's just always been a natural thing. But again, He began to sharpen that, I believe, okay. Right, as I became more intimate with Him, He began to sharpen that, and that's okay. How prayer assignment was kind of birthed out of that.
Okay. So what you've told us is a couple things. One is that if you have a desire to grow in your prayer life, you must first grow in your relationship with God, that that the prayer is really connected to the relationship. So just like you said, getting to know someone, spending time with someone, and then the communication with that someone is where prayer comes in. The other thing, though, that you have said that I think is very important to note is that out of your passion for Him, then He birthed this prayer assignment, and that the prayer assignment also came with some other gifts and abilities. So you spoke about discernment and picking up, what was going on in the hearts of others, the motives, all of that. So He coupled something else with your pant and passion for prayer. And here's why I bring that out, because God always provides where He guides. And so if you were having a prayer ministry, you need to have discernment. And so He wouldn't send you out there ill-equipped, right? Wow. So He gave you what you needed by way of your gifts and abilities to go along with your passion, so that together you could accomplish His purpose. My God, I wish I could say that again.
You preaching already. I'm just going to say that. You're about to go left already. So
I'm trying to keep it, Kanya. I'm trying to keep it. But this is why it is my life message purpose, because I think that people think that they have to figure this out on their own. Mm-hmm. When in actuality, your life, your story tells us again that He has the plan and He will equip you with what you need to carry out His purpose. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone for a minute.
No, that is so good, though, right? Because I think I said this to someone. I shared it, and I said, purpose is not found. It's discovered. It's not lost.
No.
Purpose is not lost. Purpose is discovered. It requires you know when you're searching for gold, you got to dig deep.
Right.
So purpose sometimes it is not necessarily surface. Right? It's not seen so much on the surface, but it comes with some excavation, right? You got to go digging for it. And when I said digging, meaning going inwardly. It is not something that you got to go, "Oh, I'm going to go try this. I don't know what I'm good at." It's already in you. It's already there. And I think we are, you know, quickly deceived in the sense of I gotta go find. I'm looking for my purpose. Well, you don't have to look for it. You just look. It's discovered in that when you spend time with him, he's gonna expose it to you. And wow. And that is the root of where my relationship, you know, started. You know, in the book of James, it talks about, I think it's James, the fourth chapter, somewhere around there, it talks about drawing nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh unto you.
Yeah.
Right? When he says, you know, and then somewhere around there, too, it talks about humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God, and in due time, he will exalt you. Right? So it really was birthed, like I was saying, out of me drawing closer to him, and then he began to exalt me and show me what it is he would have me to do.
Wow. Well, you know, I am so excited about what we've just talked about, because I know that it is an awesome launching pad for my next question. But before I share that, let me just say to those of you who are joining us and you're just tuning in, wow, you picked a great day to come into the living room. I am talking with LaTanya Powell, who has a powerful prayer ministry, and she is sharing very candidly and authentically about her journey as someone who God has called and authenticated as an intercessor. Mm-hmm. So my next question for you is that I know there are believers who know that it is important for them to pray, but they do not have any fulfillment from it. In other words, it's either a one-way conversation, which is, you know, a monologue and not a dialogue, or they just don't find that excitement and that fulfillment in their time with God. And I wanted to ask you this question because I know that this is the scenario for many. What do you say to that person?
Well, you know, I will say to that person, it is the only way to get to know him is to spend time with him, like I've just said. And by that I mean, see, people sometimes can feel defeated in their prayer lives, and they lose confidence with praying because they don't know who they're talking to.
Wow. Okay.
It's easy for me. If I don't feel as though you're able to help me or get me where I need to be, then I'm probably not going to invest a lot of time with you. And then what I found, Pastor Julie, is that people really predicate their prayer life based on if they get the answer or the response they want.
Now, there you go, right there. Now, that is spot on.
And your prayer life cannot be predicated if I get what I want when I ask and I get it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
so
it.
You can't predicate your prayer life on, well, I'm not going to talk to you no more then. But see, I think we get that training of a mindset because life will deal with you, you know, different circumstances. And so we learn very early how to be manipulative.
Who would think that we are transferring those ways and those mentalities into our relationship with God? Can
you
we be real today and tell the truth that is where we really are?
Yeah. We, you know, because how can I believe the person that I cannot see? And I'm dealing and with the people that I see every day, and they don't keep their word. And so you start predicating your relationship with the Lord based on how people treat you. And so now you've put God on the same level. You've minimized his greatness. You've minimized his power. You know, you've minimized his omniscience and his greatness and his ability to do all things and do all things well. You have now diluted that with how you have interacted with people in the natural. Wow.
Hmm. And that is where we miss it. So the key here is stop putting God in a box called man.
Wow.
Because he says, what? My ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And then what you've also said to us that I think is worth repeating is that everything comes out of relationship. So you are not going to get anything by just purely seeking his hands.
Right.
You must seek his face.
Seek his face.
And the face denotes relationship. Later on, he will dispense, you know, the blessings that you need, the grace that you need. He does that every day anyway. Your
mm-hmm.
lungs expand and contract. You're blessed, okay?
Right,
But what he really, really wants, and this is, here it is, this is what I want to get. What he really, really wants is you.
Is you.
It can't get much simpler than that. But that's the very thing we don't want to give him, because before we want to give him ourselves, we want the trinkets and the toys and the things that we want to come to him and ask him for. But what he really, really wants is you.
That's what he wants. He really, really, really wants you. And we struggle because at the end of the day, there's a lot of surrendering, right?
Yeah.
In this relationship with you and God, there is a lot of surrendering. Because guess what? He summoned you before the foundations of the world. And he is the kind of God that he going to get what he wants. So he's relentless at his pursuit in you. And once he's put a warrant out for your arrest, you can't run from him. But we try.
No, you can't. You can't. I tell people all the time, come out with your hands up. Come out with your hands because it would do you a world of good just to surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the fight and in the tussle and in the wrestling with him, you are missing, you know, so much of what he wants to give you.
Absolutely.
So we talked about relationship. Now, what I also want to share, and these are things I believe, you know, are issues that keep people from praying and having a prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to the person who believes in prayer, as I said before, believes it's important to pray,
mm-hmm.
but when they get in his presence or when they set aside that time and they're earnestly trying to develop that prayer life, their mind starts to wander in 9 million different directions, and they just feel like it's unfruitful, that they just didn't accomplish anything in that prayer time. They wanted to honor him with that. They believe it is important, but it's just not fruitful. What can we say to that person?
You know, I have found, especially in my earlier in my earlier days in prayer, where I wasn't as seasoned and disciplined to to sit still for a long period of time, and to your point, I would lose focus, and you know, and that would lead to sometimes frustration, because like you're saying, you want to honor God. But I would say to that person, write it down. It writing things down before you even get to that meditation quiet time is so important. Because like you're saying, it is so easy to be distracted until you have trained your spirit man to sit quietly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And before you can even get to your spirit man, you got to get through the flesh piece, right?
Right.
So it is the focusing of the mind. And what I found is that writing down, I would call them daily confessions, and getting your mind and your spirit in a place of, okay, I'm quieting down. So I would write down confessions, and I would begin to write down who God is to me. I found that blesses my soul every time. When I started to remind him who he was and who he is to me, not just who I've heard him to be, come on, but who I know him to be to myself, then it changes your whole mindset. It just puts you back, again, in a posture of reverence, and it puts you in a posture of being submitted. And so, you know, I would say to that person where, you know, don't give up, don't get frustrated, but and be okay. Don't feel like it's too, nobody starts off praying for hours at a time. Nobody.
Right.
You seconds turn to minutes and minutes turn to hours, right? So you have to train yourself, you know, to spend a few minutes. Right? Spend a few minutes with God. And as you find yourself being consistent with that, you'll be surprised that time will pass by and you won't get enough of him. But I would say find your place of being able to reverence him for who he is and putting him in remembrance of who he is to you. That opens up your heart. It softens your heart. It eases your mind, right? It takes your focus off of everything that's around you, and you begin to focus on the one, right, that is right in front of you. So that's what I would say to that person who struggles to kind of maintain focus. Write things down. Write it down. Write down your confessions. And let me tell you, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Write them down, and I need you to speak it audibly, out loud.
Yes.
Speak it audibly, out loud, so not just so that you can hear it, but the enemy can hear what you're saying. And as you're speaking out loud, audibly, and it's going into your ears, your faith is increasing subconsciously, and you don't even know it.
Yes. Yes, because just like the woman with the issue of blood, she said to herself, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, that was a spiritual principle in action, because she had to hear what was coming out of her mouth. And even when the word is coming from you, your ears have to stop and hear what your mouth is saying, which means that you are receiving an impartation of the word that came out of your mouth.
Out of your mouth. Out of your mouth.
I love it.
You don't realize. So you have to begin to speak, and people don't understand this concept. See, when you speak out loud, you are praying to your subconscious mind. Your subconscious. See, in your mind, you already, you know the thoughts and you know what you're going to do and da-da-da. But see, you have to, see, the spirit only can give the spirit a deposit.
Exactly.
So in order for you to make that transaction, right, you're going to have to take, I would say, a leap of faith, in that your faith needs to be increased so much so that I believe that God is right in the room with me. See, I don't believe I'm talking to somebody who's not listening. I don't believe I'm talking to somebody who is deaf and cannot feel my infirmities. that's how intimate we have become.
Yes.
So
he is right there.
He understands what I feel. He understands my struggles. He already knows that. But me speaking out loud is as if I'm speaking, having a conversation in the living room. My Lord. I have created a living room for just me and God. And we have a conversation. And what I give him in the conversation is I give him all of me, and I bring him in remembrance of what he promised me. Come on. Now, I don't know what kind of father. Will turn a child down when they come and they give them back what they said.
Yeah, that's it right there. That is the key. What you have just described is the key to a fruitful and vibrant prayer life, which then takes me to my last question, which is, tell us how we can tune in to your weekly prayer call, because we want our listeners to know that no matter where you are, you can tune in to a weekly prayer call that will bless your absolute life. Come on, tell us how we can tune in.
You know, I appreciate that. So you can visit my website. You can go to travailingpower.org. That's travailing, T-R-A-B-A-I-L-I-N-G, power.org. And you have information there on my website for the prayer call. Also, I'm on Facebook. Instagram. You can reach out to me on those social media platforms. I post the weekly flyers out there for the prayer call. We have a prayer bridge, and we have, of course, a participant code number that you have to dial into, but that is every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is not long. We bombard heaven for about 15 or 20 minutes, and I'm telling you, it has been something that we are building momentum, and so I'm just excited. We've been doing it now for about 12 weeks. So, again, you can go out to my website, travailingpower.org, or you can search for LaTanya Powell or Travailing Power on Facebook and Instagram, and the information is out there.
Wow. Well, you know what? We have just scratched the surface of this topic. And so I'm going to have to ask if you would be willing to join us on our next broadcast so that we can at least go a little bit deeper into this. I really believe our listeners are being blessed. I believe that we're speaking right to them, and they are getting that encouragement and that impartation that they need to pursue God in prayer. And I know that they would enjoy having you on the show again. Would you consent to do that, my friend?
Absolutely. I would love to join you on another broadcast, for sure.
Okay, well, we have to do that. So, listen, we have concluded a wonderful, a dynamic, a powerful conversation with none other than LaTanya Powell of Travailing Power Ministries. But I want you to know that if you tune in our next broadcast, we're going to continue this conversation. It has been our pleasure to be with you today, and as I always say, because it's always true, the Word of God has transformation power. May His Word change your life forever. God bless you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.